This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in number where you can call in to join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Heather, you've got a story about how Facebook's master algorithm powers the world. Or at least the network, specifically the Facebook social network. And then, you know, by virtue of that, the world. Because, you know, there are claims that Mark Zuckerberg is planning to wind up running to be the most powerful man in the world in like 3 years.
I'd say he is one of the most powerful people in the world today.
Yeah.
Right. So this comes from the Wall Street Journal. Go ahead, jump in.
All right. So it starts off. It says Instagram engineers faced a Herculean task in early 2016, fearing that people would miss the most important posts. Instagram's leadership asked the engineers to transform the chronological photo feed into a curated list of posts based on users' individual preferences. Now, development of a similar algorithm for Facebook users' newsfeed, which determines what 2 billion Facebook users see, required an enormous investment of time by some of the world's most highly compensated engineers. Oops, hang on 1 second. So the other thing that I was actually going to mention, I don't know if you guys heard, but there's actually a lot of this article stems from the government hearing that's coming up through Facebook having put the Russian ads in people's news feeds.
Right.
So there's a lot of this is tied to that.
So you're saying that the algorithm that Facebook uses is tied to the Russian ads and then the Senate? I'm confused here. How is this tied to...
I think what she's saying is that this stuff is coming more to light because of all the attention that's being paid to Facebook and Twitter and everybody else based on the alleged involvement of the Russians in trying to sway our election, which I personally just find unbelievable that we have the gall to even bring that up, given how many elections we have tried to sway and have swayed around the globe since, what, the 40s, 50s? I'm sure it goes back before
sure,
that, but
probably
we look at the, you know, the Chilean elections back when, was that in the 50s? I'm trying to remember who that was. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I'm aware of who you're talking about, but yeah, and you know, the Facebook algorithm think Facebook has even, you know, come out and said publicly, yeah, we manipulate what shows up in people's feeds so that we can do experiments on them and try to figure out if they can be turned happy or sad based on what we allow them to see.
Right.
And, Chris, I don't know if you noticed a couple days ago, there was an announcement from Facebook that not only, you know, because we know that they've had the algorithms of what actually shows up in your newsfeed, but now they're using algorithms to show what shows up in your notifications.
Yeah, I've noticed changes over the last couple of years. So one of the first changes I see is, you know, I used to get friends recommended to me, you know.
Right.
You should be friends with this person. And it would say you have 57 friends in common.
Right.
You would have 61 friends in common or 10 friends in common. But now I get these suggestions to befriend somebody who I have one person in common or none in common.
Right. And there's actually, I've got a very interesting story about how that works.
Really?
And, well, We don't know exactly how it works, but it's having a negative impact on a certain segment of society, if you will, specifically sex workers. Article here from Gizmodo. They say that Layla has two identities. Not her real name, by the way.
Before I Google her.
She has two identities, but she says Facebook is only supposed to know about one of them. Layla is a sex worker. She goes to great lengths to separate her identity from her ordinary life. You know, so the two different, her you know, real life and her work life, she goes to great lengths to separate those to avoid stigma, arrest, professional blowback, or being stalked by clients. Her real identity, the public one, who lives in California, uses an academic email address and posts about politics, joined Facebook 6 years ago in 2011. Her sex work identity is not on the social network at all. For that, she uses a completely different email address, a completely different telephone number, and a completely different name. Yet, earlier this year, while looking at People You May Know recommendations, Layla was shocked to see some of her regular clients.
Wow.
Again, these identities are not supposed to know about what she uses a completely different email address and telephone number.
Right.
For her work and her online persona. Despite the fact that she'd only given Facebook information from her, what they call, vanilla identity, the company had somehow discerned her real-world connection to these people, and even more horrifyingly, her account was potentially being presented to them as friend suggestions as well, possibly outing her regular identity to them. That's because, Chris, you're seeing suggestions for voluntarist Rothbard Hoppe Hayek.
Right.
And they're also seeing suggestions for you.
I don't know about I don't know about the Hoppe part.
Right.
I've read Hoppe, so I guess that's accurate.
Right, but no,
I know what you're saying.
There's, and for people that aren't aware, there's sort of a meme, a shtick, if you will, in the Liberty circles for people to just make up names, throwing together parts of names of famous libertarians. There was one, Bastiat Van Spooner Shire or something, where you know it's not a real person, but you know they've got a Facebook account.
But it's interesting. It's there's so much intelligence built into these algorithms that are being used by social media companies. They're able to see things that are not apparent, evidently.
Right.
And I think as we see, you know, AI become more a part of how companies are operating, especially in this space, because AI is going to mean money. It's advertising dollars. It's being able to hit people with advertising in such targeted ways that we have never seen, and these companies will be able to charge through the nose through it. It's going to be really interesting to see, and that's one of those things that give me a little bit of pause. I can honestly see a day when some companies are going to voluntarily say, you know what, we need to dial this back a bit because we recognize our customers are getting furious with us for being so invasive in their lives.
Right. And, you know, there already are some companies that have sort of dialed it back
right.
a little bit to where, nope, we're not keeping any information server side. Everything is stored client side. And when the CIA comes knocking and says, hand us over your logs, all they have is a log that says, here's an account.
Right. Connect, disconnect.
That's connect, disconnect. Well, some of them don't even keep that.
That's good.
Here's an account. Continuing on here, because Facebook insists on concealing the methods and data they use to link one user to another, Layla's not able to find out how the network exposed her or take steps to prevent it from happening again. She says the people who hire sex workers are also very concerned with anonymity, so they're generally using alternative emails and alternative names as well. So it's not just the sex workers that are trying to stay anonymous. It's the Johns as well.
Yeah, the married ones especially.
Well, sure. For any of them, because
right.
there's the breaking threat of arrest.
Yeah, you're breaking the law.
Both. There's more. on how Facebook's algorithms potentially out sex workers. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have either of you seen the Bitcoin price today?
I happened to see it a few times today. I had a lot of people in the shop
purchasing Bitcoin. A lot of people.
Excellent. So you saw that it went up over 7,300 overnight. It's currently hovering right around $7,000. And, well, apparently there are some people in Serbia using cryptocurrency miners to heat their homes. Now, I know that's been something that has, I think, tongue-in-cheek been discussed here in New Hampshire.
Oh,
but
yes.
Apparently in Siberia, they're actually doing it. You can read more about that story over at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, they have other stories on there about a warning from the SEC, that's the Security and Exchange Commission, not the Southeastern Conference of Collegiate Athletics, warning people to, hey, just because a celebrity endorses something, don't take that as some kind of business advice. Again, all that news and more at news.bitcoin.com. But right now, we're talking about the way, and again, we don't know all the ways because Facebook likes to keep these things secret. Some of the ways that Facebook's algorithms have actually wound up outing sex workers. And Heather, you've got a story about the way some of their algorithms actually wind up controlling the entire network, not just as it relates to sex workers. Again, talking about a sex worker named Layla, who goes, she says, to great lengths to separate her work life from her regular life. Her work life is not on Facebook at all. However, she's gotten people you may know suggestions for some of her clients. When she went to some secret groups for sex workers, others said that they've had the same thing happen as well. She says, the worst nightmare of a sex worker is to have your real name out there, and Facebook connecting people like this is the harbinger of that nightmare. With all the precautions we take and the different phone numbers we use, why the F are they showing up? How is this happening? That's not a question Facebook is willing to answer. The company is not forthcoming about the people you may know, known internally as PYMK. You know, they're not saying how those recommendations get made. Most of what Facebook does reveal about the feature...
Oh, I have an idea.
Hold on. Let me finish. Most of what Facebook does reveal about the feature is on a help page, which says that the suggestions, quote, come from things like mutual friends, shared networks or groups, or contacts you've uploaded. They also say that there are more than 100 signals that go into the people you may know feature.
Wow.
100 signals. So maybe there's some kind of tracking of, oh, your phone was in this location, this other person's phone was in this location, maybe you two
and they both picked up on you saying the same name.
Your phones were awfully close
but
together.
But you know how, like, when you say, like, when you say words or whatever, like, Facebook will all of a sudden, like, have a sponsored ad from, something
Hold
you
on.
Talked about a day ago?
That's if you have the Facebook app. If you don't have the Facebook app, then, you know, I've never gotten a sponsored ad for various things because I don't have that app.
Does the worker...
Go ahead.
Does the worker in this article have the app, though, in real life? You know what I mean? Like, so if she had her phone in her car and the other guy...
She says that she has different phone numbers, which means that she either has completely separate phones or she might replace SIM cards. She doesn't
go
into
details here.
Yeah, but
even if she has different numbers to communicate with him, but she's got her regular phone in the car, it's still picking up everything that she's saying.
Right, right. And it could be, by default, Facebook Messenger activates and requires access to your microphone.
And so it's always picking up your words.
Right.
That's why if you, like, start talking about cat food, even if you don't have a cat, there's, like, a video right now going around Facebook, ironically, of this couple that doesn't have a cat. And so they keep saying the word cat food on this video that they took, and they're like, gee, honey, let's go buy cat food. We really should buy cat food. And then a day later... filming again, and then he goes, look, there it is in my news feed right on Facebook, an advertisement for cat food.
Yeah, so I did a little experiment. I did this probably 6 months to a year ago, but I had the same suspicions, but these stories hadn't really come out. But yeah. I started saying the word Oreos around my phone. Now, I don't buy Oreos. I'm not really nuts about Oreos. They're a little too sweet for me. I've never Googled Oreos. It's one of those products that I just never really could care less about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But once I started talking around my phone and saying the word Oreos, I started to get Oreos in my news feeds.
No, I
was
really
on Google and in Facebook.
Okay, Google, buy Oreos. Confirm.
Yeah, exactly. So it's crazy, though.
But this goes back longer than that. So I used to work for a company, and our chief technology officer, our CTO, used to be affiliated with Capital One, mm-hmm. credit card company.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he told me, I mean, this is going back to probably 2003, 2004, 2005, that their algorithms were so good that they could predict how much a person would ring up on a credit card after they got it. They could predict how many payments they would get out of them. And if they were going to stop paying, they could narrow it down to the month.
Wow.
With something like 70 to 80 to 90% accuracy.
Wow.
And this was, you know, this is a decade and a half ago, and this was just going off of what information was available then. That was just going off of the footprints we leave behind when we go buy things and we sign up for credit and things like that.
Right. And
but
you know,
it was
part,
at that
part
point
of
back then.
What goes in that credit report is how often do you pay your electric bill on time? How often do you pay your other utilities?
Right.
What sort of, you know, other credit cards have you ever had? Have you missed payments? How often have you missed payments?
Yeah. But it's amazing that, you know, this is, you know, going back, say, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
They could get that level of detail, and now we just give them so much more. You know, you voluntarily give Facebook and Google and Twitter all this information about yourself every single day.
The article here continues where Layla suspects that Facebook either collected contact information from other apps on her phone or used location information, noticing that her cell phones and the client's cell phones were in the same place at the same time. A Facebook spokesman, however, said via email, "We do not use information from third-party apps to show friend suggestions and people you may know," adding that they also don't use location services. So the linkage between Layla and her clients remains a mystery. While the algorithmic black box is simply creepy to most of us, the intrusive network analysis can have serious consequences for people in the sex work or porn industry. And there's more on this, plus all the various ways that Facebook's algorithms run the world. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you enjoy the show and you want more people to hear the show, then consider joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can join for as little as $5 a month, and your money winds up being used to do just those three things: advertise, market, and promote the show to the people who make decisions about adding the show to more radio stations. We're already on close to 170 coast to coast, and with your help, we can be on more. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, there are perks, so it's not just you wind up giving us money and, you know, hopefully we get on more shows. There are perks. There's the AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP section of the Shire forums. And, Chris, I don't know about you, but I enjoy the Shire forums.
I don't get on there as often as I should, but I subscribe to the, you get like a daily update.
Yep. And here's what happened in the last day or since you last logged on.
And oftentimes that's what draws me there. It's like I'll see something really interesting, something going on or some story, and I pop over there and hit it. But, yeah, it's a great alternative to social media.
amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of alternatives to social media, we're talking about social media. Story from Gizmodo about how Facebook, and we will get into the Wall Street Journal article, just a little bit more here from Gizmodo about how Facebook has been secretly outing sex workers. Again, story here about a sex worker named Layla, not her real name, not her name that she uses for work either. But she said that she noticed some of her clients coming up in this people you may know feature. And Facebook, they're saying, yeah, we're not telling you what goes into it, but there are 100 different signals and location isn't one of them. Well, that doesn't really, you know, give any kind of clue as to what are those 100 signals. But the author of this article says an obvious solution from a user's point of view would be for Facebook to fully explain what data it uses to make these friend suggestions and allow users to filter it or opt out completely of the people you may know feature. But Facebook,
I wonder if it does the same with like drug dealers and stuff.
Very possibly.
It's like drug dealers are out. And then all of a sudden, there are people they may know, like random connects that they've been introduced to.
Yes. Spokesman for Facebook says, an opt-out's not something that we think people would find useful. For example, even for people who've been on Facebook for a long time and already have a lot of friends, most of us like to know when someone we know has joined for the first time.
Well, so, a big difference there.
Whenever I have a friend of mine, though, that works at the Sylvania factory or whatever, and every time I drive by it, we're friends on Facebook, it tells me in my Facebook notifications, it'll be like, so-and-so is nearby.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got somebody coming up with, hey, maybe people want to turn this off, and a Facebook spokesman saying, yeah, we don't think they do. We don't think that they want to turn it off. We know what people want, and we're going to give it to them. Because what was the thing Steve Jobs said in 2007? Nobody knows that they want a smartphone until we make a smartphone and tell them, here's a smartphone.
Right. And there is something to be said for that when it is, you know, new technologies that are coming out and new things. I mean, I'm glad that companies out there innovate and do creative things. What I find a little frightening is when it becomes as invasive as it has been in our regular everyday life, and
right.
that gets kind of creepy. And
something else that's creepy is you and I, Chris, we can't completely shut off friend request on Facebook.
Right.
You cannot set it to no one. The only people that are allowed to do that are really, really famous people that Facebook has decided are allowed to completely shut that off.
Right.
And there's definitely more to this article from Gizmodo, but let's jump into, Heather, you finally found a workaround to the Wall Street Journal paywall, and you've got that article pulled up, so let's jump back into that.
Yeah, so the last paragraph I had read had mentioned that there's actually 2 billion Facebook users, which to me just kind of strikes me, because there's like 7 billion people in the world. You got like a third of them on Facebook?
Crazy. There's, you know, sort of some fudging of those numbers to where it's multiple accounts. You've got accounts that, you know, it might not even be an actual person. Somebody created an account and then they forgot to log in
a while ago. I don't know if you remember that, but they would go and a couple of friends of mine that had like random made up last names or whatever, Facebook would like filter those people out and then send them, like, they'd have to prove who
they
were.
Because Facebook has a real names policy, and if somebody complained, so it wasn't somebody at Facebook just going around, because I still have friends that don't have their real name. It's just that nobody's complained about them not having their real name.
Gotcha. Anyway, so this says that at Instagram, 3 or 4 engineers got the job done in less than 5 weeks, said Joe Quinn Candela, Facebook's head of applied machine learning. The team was able to clone the existing news feed algorithm, then tweak it to suit Instagram. However much Instagram's engineers tweaked it, the fact that most of what powers Instagram came straight from Facebook's news feed shows the dominance and success of this basic engine of social media. Think of it and the endless modular chunks of artificial intelligence that go into it as Facebook's master algorithm. Mr. Candela recently explained how his team works with or create tools for almost every other engineering team at the company, and how artificial intelligence has become core to most things Facebook does. If telling us what to look at next is Facebook's, I can't even pronounce this, it's like Latin, raison d'être than the artificial intelligence that enables that endless spoon feeding of content is the company's most important and sometimes most controversial intellectual property. A sorted, curated feed tuned for engagement is the product of a device that may someday be viewed by historians as a milestone on par with the steam engine.
I think that they're definitely blowing out of proportion the importance of the Facebook algorithm that shows me the same article five times and then other things that I've not seen. It doesn't show me at all. But to say that it's as important as the steam engine.
It is, though. When you think about it, right, when you think about the number of people that are on Facebook, and these algorithms are essentially deciding, I mean, what people consume on a daily basis in terms of information. You can shift minds. You're planting information in minds that's having an impact on people.
You're assuming that Facebook's allowing people to actually see things to shift their opinion.
Yeah, but they're
Shown what they want to be shown.
They're showing what the algorithms decide they should be shown. Because, like, I always thought about this. I'm like, you know those friends that post those things that are like, if you don't share, like, if you see this and share it, I'm like, oh, what if I just pretend like it wasn't one of the stories that popped up in my newsfeed? They'll never know.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It is a powerful tool in the grand scheme of things. When you have 2 billion users, whatever the actual number is, and you're deciding what content these people see on a daily basis.
I'm not saying that, you know, there's not some power in deciding what people see. I'm saying it's not more important than the steam engine.
I'm somewhere in between. I see where Heather's going, and I do think that, I mean, would you argue that the internet was not as an important a technological advancement as the steam engine?
The internet as a whole, certainly.
Okay.
Facebook, no.
Okay, well, here's where I take it. I see, I remember internet kind of 1.0 with what it provided, which was connectivity, and internet 2.0, which is the era that Facebook arose in, gave birth to social media, social media, and I think that it's right up there.
I think social media is one of the worst things to ever happen to the internet.
Didn't say it was good.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about that absolutely horrible thing that is social media and the algorithms that power it. And claim from the Wall Street Journal is that Facebook's algorithm is more important than the Steam engine. I completely disagree, but I'll tell you something that is important. Not going to say it's as important as the Steam engine or more important than the Steam engine, but saving money on things that you're going to buy online. And you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. I've actually got a couple of orders right now that are shipping and on the way here, saving, I think, between 15 to 20% on both of those orders. And now what I did is I went to saveatpurse.com. I put things into an Amazon wish list and then imported the wish list there to saveatpurse.com, paid for the order using cryptocurrency. I actually used Dash and used Shapeshift to convert that to Bitcoin, but someone on the other end said, I'm willing to pay this percent markup on these items and wind up getting Bitcoin. So they will wind up getting Bitcoin when the items come to me. When I get the items, I go back to saveatpurse.com and click, I have received these items, and then everybody's happy because I got the things I wanted to buy and I got it at a discount. And somebody else wound up getting Bitcoin, which, again, the price right now is $7,023, according to BitcoinAverage.com.
And why would anybody want Bitcoin? Boy, that just boggles my mind. So somebody has been involved in SaveItPurse.com, let's say a year ago.
I've been using it for almost 2 years and saved almost $700.
2 years ago, we saw prices in the, what, $300, $400 range?
Yes.
Yes. So they're $400 worth of, if you bought $400 worth of stuff from somebody using saveitpurse.com, that person is now sitting on something like $7,000.
Assuming that they didn't wind up then using the Bitcoin. Because, you know, there's...
this sort of
Bitcoin
claim.
Has utility.
Right. But there's, you know, a claim by some that, oh, well, you should only ever hold the currency. And then other people saying, no, if you only ever hold a currency, then, you know, what's the real value if it's not actually being used?
Well, that's the neat thing about Bitcoin and, you know, other cryptocurrencies, too, is for them to be successful, they have to have utility. And utility right. can be in use as an everyday means of exchange. That's one use.
Yes.
And the other is as a store of value. And those, I think, are both perfectly valid. If you hold on to something and it appreciates and you want to cash out at a later point, more power to you.
I was right, given $10, and I would just every couple of months buy sweet potato fries with the interest.
Yeah.
But, Chris,
it has sweet potato fry utility.
Yeah. Where I see the problem there is when the people say you should not spend it because you need to use it as a store of value. So if everybody just stopped using cryptocurrencies
right.
and only used it as a store of value, I think it would stop being a store of value because it doesn't have that everyday utility.
It would probably...
Just like if gold stopped being used in jewelry and stopped
like
being
that.
Used yeah. in electronics, where's the store of value when nobody's using it for anything other than I'm holding on to it?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is it can end up being both things.
It can be, but it shouldn't be only one of them. It needs to be both.
Well, yeah, everybody's going to have, not everybody, but a lot of people are going to have differing opinions on that. And I'm of the belief that it can function as both, and it does very well at both, with the exception of a couple things that need to end up being a little better, like fees.
Right.
But there's yeah. all sorts of things in the works that may or may not help that.
Yeah. So let's get back into this article about the absolutely horrible thing that is social media, specifically Facebook.
Yeah.
And the algorithm. And now, Heather, you, I think, are on the sort of opposite end here to where you think that Facebook is absolutely wonderful.
I'm not saying it's absolutely wonderful. I'm saying that it's absolutely powerful in the sense that it has the ability to put information that it deems necessary in front of, like, billions of users. So
information
that it's a very powerful...
it deems useful, not information that you or I deem useful, because they've got an algorithm that decides what is useful. And then that algorithm determines what other people see. And Facebook, what was it, a year and a half ago when Facebook came out and announced that, yeah, we've been doing a social experiment on people, but hey, it's okay because it's in our terms of service that we can conduct research,
right?
And we're calling this research by trying to figure out if we can make people happy or sad based on what we allow them to see.
Oh, that was so morbid. You think about that. Here's a company that's experimenting on people, seeing if they can cause them to be unhappy.
Yeah,
but they did, and that's just one of those things. People, and for every one of you out there that's sitting here railing against Facebook for being this evil, corrupt social media company, if you take that tact and you use it, you're voluntarily taking part in it. If you don't like Facebook, just don't use it. And I don't want to hear your complaints about, well, I've got to use it because everybody else is using it. No. Just get go away. Just drop it, delete it from all your machines, delete your account, and just be done with it. Otherwise, please just deal with it.
So let's jump back into this article. No, okay, so apparently there's another problem with the firewall paywall thing there, but did you hear the story? And I don't have this pulled up, but the guy that created the Facebook like button recently announced that, like, he was getting away from Facebook.
Social media. I saw the headline. I didn't read it. That's great.
Yeah. I think it was on Sex and Science Hour with Brian Sovereign, Stephanie Murphy, former co-host on Free Talk Live. They were talking about it a couple of weeks ago.
So weird.
Where, yeah, the guy that created the like button is saying, yeah, I sort of created the monster here because people get addicted to that dopamine rush when they see the red little one of you've got notifications, and then they look and people like my status.
Oh, yeah. Validation, man.
I want to know who came up with the poke.
No, anyway, I finally got this article back up. It's funny, right? They want me to pay money for it. No, thanks. So basically it says this engine, not the steam engine, but the social media engine, is built to capture human attention and has shown itself to be exploitable by bad actors and possibly detrimental to our democracy, even when it is functioning as advertised. This has prompted congressional hearings for Facebook, like the ones I'd mentioned earlier, and other tech companies scheduled for this November. Facebook has been a vessel for Russian influence and the spread of fake news. You know, who says what is fake is up to, you know, the reader, I guess. And potential cause for envy and unhappiness. The personalization of content that Facebook's master algorithm allows and the hyper-partisan news sites that have risen to feed it have created, for many users, personalized filter bubbles of what is essentially non-overlapping reality. So this is where I think Facebook is a powerful tool, Daryl. Not that I necessarily think it's so wonderful, but that it does have this ability to influence people. Could it possibly influence an election? Could the entire American democracy be up to Facebook algorithms someday? Like, it's totally a possibility.
Eventually. I don't discount the power that social media could have on an election.
It's programming people.
And it's not just Facebook. It's the people that go to Facebook with, you know, dump trucks full of money and say, this is the result we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative. What can your social media platform do to help me get this result? And there you sort of have this meld of a business trying to satisfy a potential advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it very interesting and scary. You
and
know?
Didn't you mention something about self-actualizing bubbles of something? And there have been flowcharts that have been done showing who's actually connecting with whom. And there are, you know, sort of...
Echo chambers.
Echo chamber is one term, but, you know, just sort of spheres to where people over here communicate with people over here. And there's very little crossover between different groups. So, yeah, people aren't, you know, using social media to be exposed to new ideas. They're using it to reinforce their own, to communicate with who they want to communicate with. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.